From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch as a grave violation of previous council resolutions and threatened further significant measures. Ukraine's ambassador, Volodymyr Yelchenko, is this month's council president.
These launches are in grave violation of the DPRK's international obligations under the UN Security Council resolutions 1718, 1874, 2087, 2094, 2270 and 2321. The members of the Council deplore all the Democratic People's Republic of Korea ballistic missiles activities, including these launches, noting that such activities contribute to the DPRK's development of nuclear weapons delivery systems and increased tension.
At a White House news conference, President Donald Trump called North Korea and its nuclear missile programs a big problem and vowed to deal with it strongly. Tufts University Korea analyst Sung-Yoon Lee says he doesn't believe the latest UN condemnation will affect the North's behavior.
It is not an enforceable measure. It is more a symbolic condemnation, which has no impact on North Korean behavior.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says the missile was a new type with a range of more than 2,000 kilometers, describing it as an upgraded extended-range version of a submarine-launch rocket. White House National Security Advisor retired General Michael Flynn has resigned over his contacts with Russian officials before President Trump took office. Flynn acknowledged providing incomplete information about his discussions with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. to Vice President Mike Pence. At issue was whether the matter of sanctions on Russia over its annexation of Crimea were discussed. Retired General Keith Kellogg has been named as his acting replacement. This is VOA News. President Trump said the U.S. will likely only make minor changes to the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, in negotiations with Canada.
Our relationship with Canada is outstanding, and we're going to work together to make it even better. And as far as the southern border is concerned, we're going to get that worked out. We're going to make it fair, but we are going to make it so that everybody is happy.
Mr. Trump spoke alongside Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who made his first visit to the White House since Mr. Trump's inauguration January 20th. Three-quarters of Canadian exports go to its southern neighbor. Mr. Trudeau said Canada and the U.S. have a close relationship despite their differences.
The last thing Canadians expect is for me to come down and lecture another country on how they choose to govern themselves. My role, our responsibility, is to continue to govern in such a way that reflects Canadians' approach and be a positive example in the world.
He said while the countries at times differ in approaches, it's always done so firmly and respectfully. In Pakistan, an explosion near the Punjab Provincial Assembly building in Lahore killed at least 13 people, including five policemen, and wounded dozens of others Monday. Authorities say the blast was caused by a suicide bomber. A breakaway faction of the Pakistan Taliban, Jamaat-ul-Ahrar, claimed responsibility. At least 13 people were killed in central Mali in inter-ethnic clashes between Fulanis and Bambaras. Witnesses put the death toll higher. The clashes were triggered by the murder of a Bambara farmer on Saturday, followed by retribution killings on a Fulani village. Three members of Cameroon's English-speaking opposition have pleaded not guilty to terrorism charges at a military court. They were arrested last month, charged with terrorism, secession, revolution, insurrection, and inciting civil war. Each charge is punishable by death. Since October, people in the country's two western English-speaking regions have joined protests against what they say is their marginalization at the hands of the French-speaking majority. Seven Hong Kong policemen have been found guilty of assaulting a pro-independence protester in 2014. They face a maximum 3 years in prison, but they were not convicted of the more serious charge of grievous bodily harm with intent. Their attack was on protester Ken Sang, who met with reporters after the verdict.
I had already been assaulted and was later assaulted yet again in the police station.
Sang himself was found guilty last year of assaulting officers and resisting arrest. The U.S. Monday blacklisted Venezuela's Vice President Tariq El Asami for alleged drug trafficking. An associate and 13 other companies were also sanctioned. El Asami is said to have facilitated shipments of narcotics from Venezuela. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.